folks from our left to right. We have defensive tackle Carl Ehrlich, team captain, head coach Tim Murphy, quarterback Collier Winters. Coach Murphy?
You know, when we came into the league 16 years ago, Penn was the standard in the league. And in the meantime, we've managed to develop a pretty solid program. But they were the better team today, and they deserved to win. Our kids, I thought, played extremely hard, really proud of their effort. But Penn made more plays than we did, and they made a few less mistakes. And as I said, they deserved to win.
Coach, after giving up 17 points in the first half, what can you point to that you what adjustments to make on defense to hold Penn scoreless in the second half?
Well, I think, you know, it was a combination of big plays. You know, they got the what we call the bolt screen, you know, big play, bang. And then obviously we got terrible field position when we got the punt snap slash blocked, another short field. So I don't think we played particularly poorly defensively in the first half. We just gave up a big play, got a turnover on special teams, and found ourselves behind the eight ball.
In weather like this, does it favor the defenses?
Pardon me?
In weather like this, does it favor the defenses? They come out in the role defensively, and double A guys come the best offense in the league.
We knew this wasn't going to be a track meet with the quality of both defenses and the weather conditions, so we knew you had to make the very most of all your opportunities because you weren't going to get as many. You weren't going to get as many plays. You weren't going to get as many drives. And you weren't going to get as many red zone chances.
In this kind of weather game, for them, for the play of the game, to get that screen down the left sideline and kind of get an eerie feeling like Lafayette, and then they get the punt to go 14-0. But it was a weather game like a first score can be.
Well, in any weather game, you know, a score is like 10 points instead of 7 points in a weather game with really outstanding defenses. So there's no question at halftime our back was to the wall. But as I said, I thought we played very well in the second half. I was proud of our kids' efforts, played right down to the last snap, and gave ourselves a chance to win the game.
Coach and Collier, how tough are the turnovers in terms of establishing offensive rhythm, just to, you know, keep following the ball whenever you seem to be making a drive?
Coming into the game, basically we told our offense that we have to have no turnovers and no penalties, and we'll win the game. We weren't able to do that, so. Yeah, I mean, it hurts the drive every time you get a penalty or a turnover, especially against a good defense. It's hard to make it back up. So.
On the 4th and 1, you're on the 1 where you can get within 3. Was there a mishandle at all in the snap, or was it clean and they just followed up?
Snap was fine. The 3 front D linemen just kind of submarined our guys, and we didn't really get a push. So I tried to take it around the edge. I reached the ball out. The ref said that I didn't make it, but you know, I can't change the call.
Could you see how fast that defense was? Did it feel any different than some of the other defenses that you've been up against?
I think the best thing they do, especially on a wet day, it was hard to notice the speed difference. But they just don't let you have a lot of big plays. So you just kind of got to chip away at them. And then when you have the fumbles and penalties, it's hard to do that. But the biggest thing, they just don't allow a lot of big plays. We got one in the third quarter when I threw to Lordage, but they really didn't give us anything deep or really get any big run plays. So they just do a good job of playing solid defense. And you have to take care of the ball and don't make mistakes against that kind of defense.
Colin, can you just talk a little bit about how much harder it is to go through your reads and find an open receiver when you have very little time to do that because of a strong rush? Can you talk about what that was like today?
Yeah, they did a good job of bringing pressure. A couple of times we were in the wrong protection. But overall, they did a good job against our line getting pressure. Had to scramble on a lot of plays. Just trying to make a play. But, you know, their coverage was pretty good. So the rush was good, and they didn't allow anything deep, so it was hard to you know, hard to get a big play against them.
Anything else?
You want the weather factor as far as handling the ball? I mean, obviously their defense takes away big plays.
Yeah. It is a factor, but it's not an excuse. We still have to be able to go out and execute. And we did that pretty well, but not well enough.
How did this defense see the set that compared the first half to the second half? How did you guys feel? What did you do that was different?
We didn't do too much different. I think we just executed better. We came out in the first series and hit a couple big plays on us. We played our heels a little bit. But second half, you know, we got ready in the locker room, we got focused. We just said, come out, one take one play at a time. So I don't think it was anything that different schematically. We just executed a little better.
And when they brought in the second quarterback, they played both Olsen and Garten, and one's a left hander, the other guy's more of a rusher. What was it that was that 1-2 presents different looks to you, obviously?
They definitely give you two different looks. We try to do a couple different things against the left-hand quarterback, bringing pressure from another direction, making them uncomfortable, coming out the other way. But, you know, they're both good quarterbacks. I think they both did a good job today. They executed well on offense.
Coach, there are a couple times recently playing a little bit safe, not going for a play at the end of the first half, couple fourth downs in the fourth quarter. How about those decisions?
Well, we really felt like law of averages, we were going to force a turnover, you know, in the weather, really being very aggressive on defense. But I really felt like, you know, we had enough time if we could get a turnover or some field position. I didn't want to put us in a position with 9 or 10 minutes left to panic and say, you know, and give them the ball necessarily at the 25-yard line and up a couple scores. And if we cashed it in on the last one, onside kick, we had a shot. But we just didn't quite pull it off.
Coach, do you have any regrets at all about the use of the timeouts in the fourth quarter?
No. At that point, when I used the timeouts, you know, we knew it was a two-score ball game. So we had to use those timeouts. I mean, either way, they had the potential at that point. They're in what we call a four-minute drill. They had the potential to take almost 2 minutes off the clock if we didn't use the timeouts. So we felt like we better use them then.
And I know you talked about this week about your passing game had come along, but in this weather for them, I think 20-32, pretty productive.
Yeah, I think where Penn has really improved, obviously from the beginning of the season till now, is that they're a little bit more of a balanced offense, and you know, they found some rhythm in the last couple of games with Kyle Olsen throwing the football, and they did a good job today. I mean, they really did a good job moving the football even when they didn't score. And taking away any really good field position.
You see them trying to incorporate a spread option at the beginning of the season. And over the last 2 weeks, they've been piling it back to the offense that I was running for a while. How hard is that to prepare?
We were prepared. You know, we gave up the big play early. We had a turnover on special teams on the punt. Other than that, I thought our defense played extremely well. I mean, coming in, we said, this is going to be a game with a little bit of weather, with two really outstanding defenses. It's not going to be a high-scoring game. The team that probably has the fewest turnovers is probably going to win. It pretty much came out that way today.
Coach, you come into the game, everyone knows about Penn's run defense, but you have two running backs, the best running game in that league. You think you might have been able to kind of break down that defense, and then obviously they, you know, kind of held down the running pretty well. So how do you think that all?
Well, I don't think there's any question that we felt that we would have to, you know, control the line of scrimmage to win this football game. And that was going to be a challenge. You're talking about a team that was, you know, I think number one in the nation in total defense, number one in the Ivies in every category. So pretty much their defense was as advertised. I thought in the second half, you know, we did a better job running the football. That gave us a little bit of a chance to get some play action pass, got a big play. Kind of get us a little bit of rhythm and momentum. In the first half, obviously, we never got any momentum. We never got into any rhythm offensively and therefore never got any field position. And that was obviously put our back against the wall.
Anything else? All right, thank you, folks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.